The Word of Life. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
The Word of Life this month reminds us that the only teacher we want to follow is Jesus, even when his words might seem to be hard or too demanding. This means, among other things, to be honest at work, forgive, put ourselves at the service of the others, rather than to think only of ourselves, to remain faithful to our families, assist terminally ill persons without giving in to the thoughts of euthanasia. There are many teachers around inviting us to adopt easy solutions and to make compromises. We want to listen to our only teacher and to follow him, the only one who speaks the truth and who has words of eternal life. In this way, we too can repeat Peter's words. During this Lenten season, as we prepare for the great celebration of the resurrection, we should really enroll in the school of the one teacher and become his disciples. What should come to life in us is a passionate love for the Word of God. Let us be ready to welcome the Word when we hear it proclaimed. Let us read it, study it, meditate on it. But above all, we are called to put it into practice as Scripture itself teaches. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourself. It is like a drop of divine wisdom from the risen one that slowly sinks in and replaces our way of thinking, choosing, and acting in all the circumstances of our lives.